Srimad Bhagavatam is a torchlight to see things in proper perspective. Therefore, it was necessary to describe the science of God from the very beginning or from the very birth of the phenomenal world. As we have already explained, Srimad Bhagavatam is so scientifically presented that any sincere student of this great science will be able to understand the science of God simply by reading it with attention or simply by regularly hearing it from the bona fide speaker. Everyone is hankering after happiness in life, but in this age, the members of human society, blind as they are, do not have the proper vision that the personality of Godhead is a reservoir of all happiness because he is the ultimate source of everything. Janmadi asya yataha. Happiness is complete perfection without hindrance. Happiness, incomplete perfection without hindrance, can be achieved only by our devotional relationship with him. And it is only by his association that we could get free of distressful material existence. Even those who are after the enjoyment of this material world can also take shelter of the great science of Srimad Bhagavatam, and they will be successful at the end. Narada is therefore requested or ordered by his spiritual master to present the science with determination and in good plan. Narada was never advised to preach the principles of Bhagavatam to earn a livelihood. He was ordered by his spiritual master to take the matter very seriously in a missionary spirit. Yataharo bhagavati nrinam bhaktir bhavishyati sarvatmani akiladhare iti sankalpya varnaya. Please describe the science of God with determination and in a manner in which it will be quite possible for the human being to develop transcendental devotional service unto the personality of Godhead Hari, the super soul of every living being and the summum bonum, source of all energies. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, the science of Krishna consciousness is given. In Kali Yuga, Kalo Sudra Sambhava. Kali Yuga means everyone is born Sudra. We're thinking, many people are thinking they're so advanced. People are thinking, I'm God. This is the fallacy of the Kali Yuga. Because in the Kali Yuga is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prayanalpayusa Sabya. Koloasmin yuge jana. Manda sumanda matayo. Manda bhagya hi upaduta. Prayanalpayusa. In this age of Kali, people are short-lived, misguided, quarrelsome, and Bhagavatam states, above all, always disturbed, even at trifles. I was at a clinic yesterday, day before, one of these days, Monday, and there was a man, And every 10 seconds he was screaming out, I need water. He was about 4 seats away from me. And 2 seats on the other side. As soon as he'd say that, this man would respond, no, you don't. I was like looking at the nurse. Can you stop this? This is Kali Yuga. I need water. No, you don't. I need water. No, you don't. I was thinking, this is darkness. One man is asking for water. They won't even give it to him. And the other man is saying, you don't need it. I thought, this is insanity. This is what Kali Yuga is all about. People are always... I was disturbed. People are always disturbed. But we think ourselves so advanced that we think we're so special. Actually, everyone in Kali Yuga is born Sudra. Therefore, the men and the women, Srila Prabhupada came, and he preached to both, and he instructed both the same. He had a brahmachari ashram and a brahmacharini ashram. First time in the history of Vedic culture. For the most part. And he instructed his male disciples to preach vigorously as I am doing. And he instructed his female disciples to preach vigorously as I am doing. Even one, Mataji, we were at the Chicago airport. In 1975 or 6, Srila Prabhupada was there. She said, Prabhupada, we women are supposed to be very quiet and reserved, yet we're supposed to go on Sankirtan and be very strong like the men. And Prabhupada said, yes, you be a lion on the chase and a lamb at home. He gave same instruction, and we have examples. I remember I was in Atlanta with Savas Prabhu in 1976 or 5. And his wife, his good wife, Tadit, was pregnant with Acharya. I think Acharya now is 40. And it had to be like days before she gave birth. And she was out on Sankirtan at the Atlanta airport, am I right? With the men and the other women distributing Krishna consciousness, taking up the order of her spiritual master. So, sometimes people, even in this movement, bewilderingly think, oh, the men are more important. Oh, the women aren't important in this movement. That's what Prabhupada called secret weapon to bring people to Krishna consciousness. I was a 16-year-old boy. My friends, we took a trip to Montreal from Chicago. Stole the car and we didn't steal a car. We borrowed my parents' car. took off to another country. And one lady, she had to be 19, I was 16, started preaching to me. And I was so mesmerized. We were downtown Montreal. I listened to her preaching for hours. Today, the Mataji lives up in Ojai, Urvasi. And they had one bowling alley, temple, four lanes of bowling, that they converted into a temple in Montreal in those days. And she invited us, me and my friends, to come and mungle artik at the temple. And of course, we were up all night anyway, so we went. She was attracting me on the order of Srila Prabhupada to Krishna consciousness. I didn't meet Prabhupada yet. But she was explaining the science of Krishna. That's there for everyone. First canto of Srimad Bhagavatam pointed out here. Janmadi asya yatan vayadi taritas charteshu abhigya swarat. Tene brahma rida yadi kavaye muyanti yat surayaha. Tejo varimridam yatavinimayo yatatri shargom rishadamna svena. Saranarashta kukam satyam param dimahi. This science of Krishna consciousness is understandable for everyone, man, woman, child, little boy, he can understand. Chanting, dancing, eating prasadam, serving the devotees. Very easy to understand. But in this dark, dark age, men and ladies have become addicted to the sinful activities, four sinful activities, and are engaged mainly in eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. Prabhupada says here, eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. And therefore, Bhagavatam, Rishabhdev told his sons clearly, Nayam deho deha bhajan riloke. Kastan karman arhate vidbujamye. Tapo putrakayena sudyad sadyam yama brahmasokyam twanantam. You have achieved this human form of life. Don't act like the hogs and dogs. Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport here. Don't just waste your time like an animal. But perform divine austerities, which are meant to purify the soul and give us the ultimate happiness in life. Everyone is after happiness. Anandamaya Vyasat. We are all pleasure seekers. Everyone wants to be happy, but they don't know what real happiness is. They think that happiness is rubbing two hands together to relieve an itch. I've got a terrible itch, so I rub my hand on it. Oh, what great relief. That's not happiness. Happiness is, Bhagavatam points out, yayatma supersedati, satisfaction of the soul. The soul being very happy. I know when I met the devotees, I felt so happy to see them. I had been trying to avoid them because they were selling me books every time. I remember I was in San Francisco and I'd see the devotees and I'd cross the street to the other side to try to avoid them. And ultimately, one of them would stray across the street and catch me. And ultimately, I was happy. Very happy. Because their preaching took me off the consciousness of I, me, and mine. Took me off the consciousness of eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. That's our purpose. Srila Prabhupada gave us that order. We've been given the order to deliver this science nicely. Somehow or other, yena kena prakarena, to people. To give them the understanding, I'm not my body. There was a little boy in the Dallas temple. He was only 4 or 5 years old. His mother was really, really New York Italian. I think you knew Naikatma. You were there. The little boy was Italian. So, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying that we are Texas Krishnas or something like that. I think it was Texas Krishnas. So this little boy said, I'm not a Texas Krishna. I said, what are we? I used to talk to him. He's like this little boy. And he said, I said, are you American Krishna? He said, no, I'm not an American Krishna. I thought, this guy's brilliant. He knows he's not his body. He's not the designation. I said, what are you then? He said, I'm an Italian Krishna. I thought, oh, almost got it. Pretty close. I guess that's the next step from not being your body. So, it's our business to give this science to men, women, and children. Everyone. Kali Yuga means people have fallen to the lowest of the low. It is the darkest of darkness, Srila Prabhupada once stated. And therefore, it's our business to give them the light. Srimad Bhagavatam is that light. This, how does that verse go? This Bhagavatam. Krishna, say it again. Whatever he said. This Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun, and it is risen to dissipate the darkness of ignorance in this Kali Yuga. And men who take advantage shall get light from this Purana, from this Srimad Bhagavatam. This Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada would emphasize it all the time. And therefore we take what Srila Prabhupada has given us. They asked me to speak in Chile last week or the week before. And I was also in Peru. I didn't leave my bedroom. But by the modern Zoom and WhatsApp and all these things, I was all over the world giving classes and having it translated into the Spanish language. And the topic they had heard me say once or a few times in L.A., that one has to follow the spiritual master without amendment, addition, or alteration. Prabhupada said it so many times. Prabhupada even said, my only qualification is that I haven't changed anything. I haven't altered anything. Therefore, he's given us this Krishna consciousness philosophy. We have to take it without alteration, without amendment, and without addition. We may think, Prabhupada said, this is your American disease, always changing, wanting to change everything. We may think, oh, we can make it better if we change this or change that. But actually, Srila Prabhupada came to this Western world and didn't compromise. I forget the name of the Swami that Prabhupada stayed with upstate New York. He wanted him to wear Western clothes. What was his name? What he said. And also call it International Society for God Consciousness, eat with utensils. Srila Prabhupada was no. We see pictures of Srila Prabhupada with his disciples. Prabhupada was wearing dhoti, kurta, tilak, even those shoes. Those curly wing shoes, I don't know what they're called. And he taught devotees to eat Vedic style. He didn't compromise anything. And he gave us the instruction to spread Krishna consciousness without amendment, without alteration, and without addition. And when we did alter or amend, Srila Prabhupada stopped it. There was that one, what was called yoga, it was a traveling road show and yoga exhibit. Seemed like a pretty good idea for nowadays. But actually, Srila Prabhupada stopped it. He said, what is the use? Just chant and serve prasadam. People may be attracted, but they won't be attracted to the real purpose of Krishna consciousness, chanting, dancing, prasadam. They'll be attracted to this yoga village, which is not the real thing. So Prabhupada said it should be stopped immediately and everyone go out on Harinam, on Harinam Sankirtan and book distribution. I was quite amazed because I thought, well, they've got all kinds of shows and tricky things to get people attracted. But that isn't the real meaning of seriously preaching Krishna consciousness. That serious preaching means not to change anything that's there in the Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, to present it as it is, as Srila Prabhupada has done, in a very favorable fashion. Of course, if one can make nice prasadam, or if one can make sure that everything's very bright and newly painted and beautiful, that's nice. That helps. But we don't have to alter anything. Well, people in the 2020s, they'll never understand such and such. So we should do this instead. We have no idea. What will it end up down the line? You stop this, stop that. Therefore, Prabhupada said, fourth canto of Bhagavatam. It's pointed out that, I think it was Prithu, he followed his spiritual master without alteration, amendment, or addition. And therefore, he was very successful. So our business is to not only live this science ourselves, but to give that science to others as it is, as Srila Prabhupada gave it to us. And we'll be very happy and peaceful. Our brains will be fertile. I had to go to the emergency last week. So the first thing they said is they saw they had to put some stitch in the head, that let's make sure that his brain isn't damaged. What year is it, Mr. Searle? I answered their question. Who's the president of the United States? What city are you in? What happened to you? I thought, these are pretty stupid questions. I could be brain damaged and answer these questions. Ask me to recite the Nishinga Kavacha. Nishinga Kavacham Vakshe Praladeno Nitampura. Then you'll see in my brain. If I can recite Nishinga Kavacha, okay, open up my head and do something. I'm brain damaged. Otherwise, I'm okay. Don't ask me. Who's the president? I thought, is it still Trump? Oh, no, it's the other guy. Any difference? I don't know. So, we have to stay very clear and conscious, full of spiritual energy and spiritual happiness. Then people will automatically be attracted. We'll live a happy life, and we'll automatically attract people to come and live a happy life. So much suffering. People were locked down for a year. They're still more or less locked down. But Hare Krishnas, we're chanting. Some of you dancing. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Eating prasadam. Nothing's really changed. But for most people, the world came crashing down just from some little disease or big disease. So we should take these teachings very seriously and make our life more and more in the line of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Then the future is very bright. Doesn't matter, your body falls apart. Your body's gonna fall apart. Someone told me the other day, they had some terrible neck pain. And they thought it was a muscle. They did everything they could for weeks. And they finally found out it was that disease that you usually get in your feet, in the neck. I forget what they call it. Gout. And they were so miserable for nights and nights and nights, couldn't sleep. It was like birth, death, disease, and old age. And his wife, they live out in Long Beach. Wife was meditating, walking back and forth. They're friends of devotees. Eddie Young and his wife, our age. And pool isn't filled at this time. They have a pool in their backyard. She was walking, meditating, and somehow spaced out, fell over the edge into the empty pool. Got very hurt. Broken wrist. A lot of things. Padam padam yadvi padam nate sam. Danger at every step. And it's not like danger will go away. I'm a devotee, I'll never get sick. Now I'm a devotee, I'm free from birth, death, disease, and old age. No. These things happen, but devotee looks at it as Krishna's mercy somehow or other. Whereas the non-devotee, why did this happen to me? They're so upset. My sister was telling me about a young man, just 50 years old. He went to the hospital because he had a problem with his kidney and his bladder. So as they say in modern science, when in doubt, cut it out. So they removed his bladder and his kidney. And then they found out 50-year-old man, that he also had cancer of the prostate. So they removed his prostate. The guy had no kidney, no bladder, and no prostate. They put some bag, the whole thing. So he told my sister, "Oh, I'm doing very well. The operation went well. I'm feeling good." And about a week later, he was back in ICU because the whole thing had become infected. I don't know what happened to him now, but not good. Not very good. The infection goes to the blood and that's it. So this life means there'll be suffering, but we devotees don't look at the suffering in the same way. And therefore, basically, we're free from the suffering. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Little buddy.
Oh, I was gonna give it to nice class. You could have ended on a higher note, but now we're going to be thinking about prostate and kidney.